One. I was listening to some podcasts, and on two podcasts in fairly short succession, there was an auctioneer, and I was stricken by how unique their speech patterns are. It's clearly a very unique skill. And yeah, I was kind of wondering why this is how it's done, and what exactly the goal is.
Who? You mean why talk that way?
Yeah, especially because some of them, I couldn't understand anything.
Can you give me an impression of an auctioneer?
Okay. One in a dollar now. Who's who do win a dollar? $345 billion now. $30,000 now. $40,000.
Three.
I love it.
That's right, Katie. We're not alone.
Oh, no.
We have a surprise guest on the line to get you some answers.
Hey, Katie. This is Junior Staggs, six-time champion auctioneer from Puryear, Tennessee.
I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity.
You are. So Junior specializes in auctioning household items, estates, and real estate.
Four.
Junior, can we hear you do your thing?
Oh, sure. It 29 David, a good 25 at about 30 David, a good 35 at about 40 5. It 45 at about 50 David, a good 55 at about 60.
What's the name of that, Junior?
That is the auctioneer's chant. It's his cadence, if you will. It's his rhythm, it's his cadence, but ultimately it's his chant.
Katie, when you hear Junior's chant, what questions come to mind?
Five.
First of all, what exactly are you saying?
Let's start with that one. So, Junior, could you slow it down for us?
Sure. Basically, what the auctioneer's chant is, okay? It's a series of offers and acceptances. So I'll break it down, and this will be what I call, in the class that I teach, I call a basic fundamental chant, is $5 bid, now 10, now 10, would you give me 10? $10 bid, now 20, would you give me 20? $20 bid, now 30, would you give me 30? And so forth.
Six.
I could actually understand that one.
Yeah, exactly. That's the pace that I can understand.
But if I take that up a notch and I say five, now 10, now 20, now 30, now 40. And I kick it up another notch. $5, now 10, now 20, now 30. And I kick it up one more notch. $5 bid it down, $10 bid it down, $20 bid it down, $30 bid it down, $40 bid it down, so on.
Seven.
What's in between the numbers? I'm hearing dollar bidder down.
That's dollar bidder now. Those little words that I use in between the number are called filler words, and that's exactly what they do. They fill a void. Dollar now is broken down into daughter or daughter now. I'm just changing that filler word to make it seem as I'm talking fast. Does that make sense?
So you're changing dollar to daughter to make it sound faster?
Eight.
I do. You just chop words down. I take different words. Instead of would you give, you might say hula give. I $1 hula give, 20 hula give, 30 hula give, 40 hula give, 40 40 hula give, 50. Instead of who, this is one thing you do not want to enunciate doing, because if you spend your time enunciating, you're going to waste a lot of time in the day. Okay, so you chop those words up and you make it into a filler that kind of fills that void between those numbers.
Nine.
Can you use any words as filler words?
So I don't know that you can use any word, but if the word has the right number of measures for the beat that you're selling in, you could probably squeeze that word in.
How about Flora Lichtman?
I won Flora Lichtman down two, Flora Lichtman down three, Flora Lichtman down four, it would get really tough, but it could be done.
It made my day.
Ten.
Are there different styles of chants for different
You bet.
Things you're selling?
You bet.
Katie, did you come across this? Different styles?
The Sotheby's, I watched some videos, and the Sotheby's is more like 14.7 million. Does anyone have 14.8 million? And then he'd like have a cup of tea, and then 14.9 million?
11.
You bidding? At £10 million. £10,500,000 now.
This YouTube video is titled Heated Sides. Bidding Battle for Richter's Iceberg.
At £10,500,000. Patsy. Try 11. It's at £10,500,000. Just here, £10,500,000. At £10,500,000. Still here at £10,500,000.
Sounds heated.
It sounds boring.
12.
But if you're in that Sotheby's type of setting, you're not going to be talking 90 miles an hour.
I mean, I guess they don't need to sell things fast. Like, one sale a day is good when you're selling Banksy's. I was also reading that the English style of auctioning is traditionally slower.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
What are the fastest auctions?
13.
Those cattle auctioneers, those car auctioneers, they can be rapid fire. I have several friends who are car auctioneers. They may do 4 or 5 sales a week. You know, they go in, their sale starts at 10. Let's just use round numbers. Their sale starts at 10. They sell 150 units and they're through in an hour and a half.
Junior, who's the hottest ticket when it comes to car auctioneers?
I tell you what, see if you can look up Shane Ratliff, Ratliff, car auctioneer.
14.
Yep. Here's Shane Ratliff. Let's see if he's looks like he's maybe teaching. Let's see if this is right. Oh my God. Whoa.
I don't know what he's selling, but I want to buy it.
Yeah, see what I mean? Shane is probably one of the best, if not the best, automobile auctioneer ever.
15.
Junior, can you understand what he's saying?
I can break it down a little bit, but I'd have to listen to it a few times to figure out exactly where he was at, because I'm not a professional buyer.
Oh, so the people buying are professionals too. Like, they're able to make out what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's amazing that it's this language that only these, you know, this very select group of people can understand.
You're exactly right.
16.
Junior, are you selling to professional buyers in your auctions?
No. In estates and things like that. In most cases, we're dealing with somebody who might be attending their first auction. I mean, I've got a little lady sitting on the front row with blue hair who is attending this auction because she was in a Sunday school class with the deceased person that I'm having the auction for. And she wants some piece of that lady's life, some piece of her collection. She's never been to an auction before. And if I get up there and I mean, that's exactly what it's going to sound like to her.
17.
So that's why it's very important that, you know, ma'am, you know, $10 bidder down, $15 down, $15. Ma'am, would you give me 20? I may even stop and say, ma'am, you're out. Would you give me $20? I may carry on just a regular conversation with her. And when she nods her little blue-haired head up and down and says, yes, I will, and I go back to the other buyer, would you give 25? Bam, now would you give 30? So, and that, I'm doing my job if I do that. If I'm getting up there and I'm just la, 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 and everybody's looking at me with a dazed look, I'm not doing my job as the professional.
18.
So, Junior, if your buyers aren't professionals, why talk fast at all?
It's auction psychology. We have to create a sense of urgency. And like with that guy at Sotheby's, okay? And he's going to say, at fair wanting, and going once, going to... if I did that every single item, what am I training my buyers to do? To wait to the very last second and that third and final warning and raise their hand.
19.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out the morning and the first 3 items, I'm going to be selling bang, bang, bang pretty quick. Because that teaches my bidders, hey, we've got 500 lots to sell today, and we're not going to waste all day long doing it. You know, we've marketed this. You're here to buy it. I'm here to sell it. Let's get serious about this.
So you call sold because you're not going to waste time basically waiting for people to raise their hand or whatever.
That's exactly right. You know, I want to have the seat, but only need the edge of it. You know what I mean?